shoot. This month I've got steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do though if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
The Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the Three Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a ghost or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on that grand old flag.
Rally round the flag, let us rally round the flag.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8, stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump said earlier this week that he'd listen if a foreign government offered dirt on a political opponent. He tells Fox and Friends,
gee, if they say, we don't like your opponent, am I supposed to put, the president of France, am I supposed to report him to the FBI? You know, I'm in a little bit of a different position.
The head of the Federal Election Commission put out a statement reiterating it's illegal for any person to solicit, accept, or receive anything of value from a foreign national in connection with a U.S. election. The president's going to need a new press secretary.
Sarah Sanders will leave her position at the end of the month.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes. I've loved it.
In a tweet announcing Sanders' departure, President Trump called his longtime aide wonderful and added she'd make a fantastic governor of Arkansas.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Sanders had been with the administration since the beginning, with the campaign before that. This is Fox News.
Most morning radio programs are a drag. Here's one that follows the letter of the law, starring Greg Budell.
Just like every other foaming rabid psycho in this city with a foolproof plan, you've forgotten you're facing the single finest fighting force ever assembled.
Jay Scott.
I guess it's just you and me, your and this drawer.
Emily Hayes.
But unlike some people, I have a heart, damn it. That miserable little bag of puke.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Would you say that these look like the breasts of a 43-year-old woman?
No,
They're quite impressive, bordering on spectacular.
So get ready for the facts, and just the facts, ma'am. Here comes three men and a lady.
Thank God it's Friday!
That's how it works out. We made it to the end of the week, our final hour. Regular Jay Scott and our special guest sidekick filling in for Emily Hayes, Jake Cullen.
Can't even get it out.
Yeah, I didn't do too well with that. You know, there's a thing that's just bothering me. We addressed this on the afternoon show yesterday because the Fox News clown was saying it's illegal to receive foreign information. You know, well, we played the tape yesterday of Adam Schiff, who was on that committee raising all this, listening to...
Like, who are you? Who are you calling from? What are you saying?
They were Russians. Yeah. They claimed to be Russians. They were pranking him, but they claimed to have pictures of naked Trump. And
right.
All this.
And he was like, how do you spell her name?
Right.
Oh, okay.
So...
Shut
I don't
up.
Understand why it's okay for him to solicit dirt and listen to that and undermine an American election, but Trump just makes a comment and say he did it. He just said he'd listen. And Schiff listened, and now he's judge and jury. I can't stand it. It's making me crazy.
He just said if somebody was going to offer him information, he'd listen.
That's all. He didn't say he was going to break the law or do anything else. But, man, it's just amazing. And for 8 years, the press had nothing to say.
Is there a difference, though, if you're running in an election as opposed to if you're not?
That I don't
If you're
know.
A candidate for election, what I'm saying is if you're a candidate.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't. I personally don't.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's not my arena. I bet you Baron Coleman would know the answer to that because he's kind of a guru on that type of stuff. I have no idea.
Hmm.
Like, absent some sort of illegal procedures, I don't think it's illegal to listen if somebody's offering you information.
I've had to listen to that same thing in Fox News all morning long, and it's making me crazy.
You can't control what somebody tells you.
No.
I mean, if you're not soliciting it and you're not doing anything illegal to obtain the information, then I don't see why it would be contrary to even
I think maybe,
the law to listen.
I think maybe it comes into play if you use the information that you did hear.
What's been seen can't be unseen.
That's fine. But if you use it in if you use it
See, that's the whole point.
As a candidate.
And
right.
This is what's coming from
But I think at the end of the day, under any legal circumstances, like I said, if it's obtained legally, which that's a question outside of my wheelhouse.
Truth
is a defense.
Outside
so
of
if
mine.
If you use that information and it's the truth, I don't know how that could be negatively held against you. Truth is truth, you know, and under the eyes of the law, truth is a defense. So, you know, if you say such and such is X, well, if X is true and you can prove X is true, then you're good. So long as I think as you've obtained it. Well, under the law, under the rules, or whatever the case circumstances may be.
I'd like to wish our president a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
And especially happy birthday to all those suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listen up.
The name for the 8 a.m. hour is Jamal McDaniel. Jamal McDaniel, you have the rest of the hour to call 396-5477. By the way, our last name actually called here. And I said, no. Call the other number.
Oh, good.
So we did get our winner last hour. But Jamal McDaniel, you have the rest of the hour. Call 396-5477. You'll be qualified for a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's and News Talk 93.1. Don't forget to register your name at our website. Go to newstalk931.com and register.
Rich, you do anything right now?
Nope.
Let's get the
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are enjoying a rare June treat. It won't last for long, but we have low humidity, comfortable temperatures continuing. Today, more sunshine, high around 87. Tonight, mostly clear, comfortable, overnight low 65. Tomorrow, you'll start to feel more humidity in the air. High temperature up to about 91, feeling more like summertime. Rain chances not zero, but I have them under 20% tomorrow. A little better chance on Sunday and Monday with scattered hit or miss storms both days. High temperatures around 90, lows at night around 70. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We have a contest coming up.
What is it?
Contest? Well, that's when you set up a competition between your listeners to win a prize, but that's not important. I'm not missing an opportunity, am I?
No, you're like taking these dad jokes to best level today.
You want to do this first conundrum?
If you don't feel up to it, that's fine. I've got other things here that we can use that I've been holding on to. And I have this conundrum from, I don't know how long ago that goes. And hang on, I've got other things. Hold up, wait a minute. Here's a baloney.
All right. That's baseball.
And then here is another one you had me save.
Save that for biscuit tickets. I think we'll go with this ancient.
Okay, it's pretty ancient, as you can tell by the paper being very thin. And
I know, I think it's disintegrating back.
You guys need folders. You guys need some sort of folder system up here for the amount of paper.
You are so absolutely correct on that. We do need folders. So we can throw this out there now. We have tickets for the Four Tops and Temptations. That's 2 hours of hits, guaranteed.
That's this Sunday.
This Sunday?
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Let me get this correct. Hold up. Wait a minute. Yeah, it is next Sunday. The 23rd.
And here it is. Hundreds of people swallow these every year.
Oh, Lord.
What are these?
Where did my winter shirt go?
Hundreds of people swallow these every year. I'm sure accidentally. So what is this item that hundreds of people swallow? 272-9228. We'll also throw in a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card with that. For great things to swallow at cost plus 10%, try Food Outlet.
I like what you did there.
Thank you. $5.95 for T-Bones. So pick up a stack of those, and you can treat the family to T-Bones on Dad's Day. He'll want to run the grill, and he'll want to season the meat, but you can provide it. $5.95 a pound for Steve, and of course the Food Outlet Butcher will cut those to your specs. Country style ribs are $1.65 a pound. Country cut pork chops, center cut, the very best, $1.98 a pound. In the meat department alone, you will save huge on whatever it is you're interested in. And I'll be there Sunday morning taking pictures of the chicken tenders, because Bailey's going to be back next week and she's going to want to know that. They'll be here. Bluebell ice cream, two of those big half gallons for just $9. And a dozen Surefine large eggs, 65 cents a carton. That is enough eggs to make 3 kilo pies. And if you win the $10 gift certificate, I make 30 pies with the eggs from that gift certificate alone.
Not keto, but yes.
Yeah. And we're going to be doing that. In fact, when I go to Food Outlet Sunday, I'm going with the keto list.
Send me your list and I'll look over it. But yeah, it's worth it.
Food Outlet on Highway 14 and twice a day Millbrook on Main Street in Prattville, just west of 31, and on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. While Jay is queuing up our first couple of guessers on the conundrum again, hundreds of people swallow these every year. 272-9228.
Montgomery Skywatch checking things out as we roll through the 8 o'clock hour, and our traffic is returning back to a normal traffic flow. The boulevard is still busy, but there are no major hang-ups for you. Traffic on the 31s looks real good. We don't see any slowdowns coming into town that way. And if you are on the interstates, be careful because there's lots of folks rolling with you, but everything looks like it is moving along just fine this morning. Todd's Produce grows their own Chilton County peaches and make their own homemade peach ice cream. It doesn't get any better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next thanks to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, we have just launched a conundrum. We got tickets for the Four Tops and Temptations a week from Sunday at Impact and a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card for the winning answer to this one. Hundreds of people swallow these every year. What is this item they swallow? And we start with Jenny.
Hi.
Hi.
Is it spiders?
Spiders. There are rumors that while you're sleeping, they crawl into your mouth, and it's not the answer we need.
Oh, God.
But I've heard that's true.
Stop.
That you'll swallow about three a year.
No. I've heard that's an old wives' tale thing.
That is no.
Spiders swallow.
Moving on. Do not even Google it. I don't even want to know the fake news that you're about to tell me about this. I'm not going to believe it.
Yeah, it says, is any urban legend more shudder-inducing than the one about us? And so here, I'm looking at self.com as though they know.
God, I would rather have that woman lick my eyeballs than think about this.
I know.
It is a myth.
It's a myth?
Oh, my God. Thank the Lord.
Oh, what a thing to have happened. A myth on Jasmine Bleeth's birthday.
Bleeth. It's a myth.
On Jasmine Bleeth's birthday.
It's just a myth. It's not actually true.
Jenny, thank you for the call.
It's a hoax.
Oh, Jenny, thanks for ruining my morning.
Now I know.
See, one morning I woke up and I felt something.
Stop. Don't even.
And I wanted, the first thing you want to make sure is that the spider is non-poisonous. And sure enough, I open my mouth, I look in the mirror, and the spider had a violin on its back. You don't know about that?
No, I don't.
You know what that means?
Black Widow.
Blats, there you go.
Nothing gets past Baron Coleman. Nothing.
He is a human trap of sorts, isn't he? Man trap.
A man trap.
No, that's not the right term. here's Steve.
That escalated quite quickly.
Hello, Steve.
Good morning. Good morning. If it's roll call, it'll be Jay Quellen, and it'll be D-Reg. But I can't figure out what to do with Jay yet. J.I. or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
I love that. Hey, the last lady had my guest, actually, so I'm going to say, I'm going to use the word, this is kind of gross, swallow their tongue.
Swallow their tongue, how about that? It's gone. No, I'm sorry, that is not it.
No.
But y'all take care. Have a good weekend.
Here is Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, I guess bugs falls under spiders, right?
I think we could probably group them all
y'all
together.
Y'all need exterminators. Like, if y'all are swallowing bugs.
We have a, thanks to Ricky Norris, we have a very bug-free house. I never see anything in there. The wasps on the outside, that's what I got a problem with.
So what do you think? Do you have a second guess, maybe?
Yes, but I was going to let y'all know, you're allowed 6 roach parts per bucket of peanut butter, right?
Stop. I mean, stop it right now. Shut your mouth.
I made her a grilled peanut butter sandwich this morning.
You shut your mouth right now. I mean that as respectfully as I possibly can. I will find you.
If you check the jar, it says very specific, spider limb free.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a random fact.
I did do a random fact about that, yes.
I didn't do that.
I don't remember the specific number, the specific wording on it, but I did do a random fact about
a cruel man.
The amounts of bugs or whatever that could get into peanut butter. There is an acceptable amount by the FDA that are allowed in there.
So what would you like to guess on this one, there, Eric?
How about teeth?
Teeth. Swallow their own teeth. Could that be it? Judges?
You got it!
But I don't want to give it to you, Eric.
Jay Quellen, I'm sorry. I thought I was being informative because I didn't know.
I might veto this win, Eric, because you've now ruined peanut butter for me, which I had this morning.
Look, she may file a motion on this.
Here's the thing about it. Regardless of how many bug parts the FDA allows in anything, no company that
you're about to ruin life for me.
I'm saying no company that puts this stuff out here wants that to ever be found in their product. So they will go whatever length they need to make sure that doesn't happen. You know how much that would kill a, well, say
stop
something about something
using
else,
the word kill with regards to food and rodents and bugs.
Doesn't anyway. Commercial potential, you see a big jar of
I know.
Skippy Creamy saying,
stop.
What does Creamy not have that Jif and Skippy do?
But she won't touch mayonnaise.
No. We're not going back onto this again, are we?
Just saying.
All right, Eric, hang on. Jay's going to...
Congratulations, Eric.
But before, we could at least make him wait an extra minute because he wants to know...
Oh, that's right.
...about the thing.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Jay, in for Emily. Because it's her segment. Even though we both do it. Yeah, if you are looking for a different sort of lunch, maybe you're tired of, having hot dogs or peanut butter and jelly with bugs in them, then...
Extra country, please. Crunchy.
Stop! Now you guys are just making fun of me.
You know where you won't find any of that? At the Seafood Bistro at 1651 Perry Hill Road. They have some fantastic items on the menu. Dragon shrimp is something you just can't go wrong with. The dragon style shrimp is just fantastic. That sauce they put on there, it is wonderful. Got a little kick to it, a little spice, but it's good and it's delicious. Try the shrimp po' boy. If that is going to be your first item that you've ever tried at Seafood Bistro, get the shrimp po' boy. Dragon style, if you'd like. Get it
Ooh,
on the...
Can you do that?
Of course. Of course.
Mind blown.
And the amount they give you is a ton.
I know. My husband and I can share one.
Yeah.
I don't normally authorize that because it's so good.
I don't like to share.
I don't like to share either, but you could... If you wanted to.
You see what I haven't shared these at all today.
Oh my goodness, Greg. I'm going to have to make you your own cookies.
There
now
you
you're
go.
Making me want to go to Seafood Bistro for lunch. I'm going to message my husband and see if, because that dragon shrimp is good.
There was only three in there, by the way. I had two.
So. I kind of did it like the Texas Roadhouse bread, you know, where they bring like table plus one so you guys can fight to the death over the last roll.
But you know what? I this is the same dilemma as the bunny, the chocolate bunny. It's a cross.
It got a little smushed.
So what part is it okay to
just
bite
gnaw
first?
On it? Just eat it. Just
gnaw on it. It's too moist and soft. It's a good cookie. You can get some great food at the Seafood Bistro. Check them out online at theseafoodbistro.com. Go to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. You'll see the entire menu.
Good.
You can put your order in right there, and it'll be ready when you get there. Or you can have it delivered through one of your apps on your phone, the waiter app stuff. They could deliver it there. Find them on Facebook and Instagram, and don't forget to check them out online, theseafoodbistro.com.
You know, if you bite off one part of the cross, you can make it look like something completely different.
Oh, God.
Sweet Jesus.
Oh, dear Lord.
I'm going to...
You're so naughty.
I'm just going to keep you my purse today, Greg.
How often do you go home and make vulgar cookies?
Vulgar, not very often.
Wow.
Not all they do. Okay, so my friend Amy Hampton, who is my best friend from law school, she lives in Alex City. She and I bake together. It's our thing.
Oh, you broke
She
it.
Sent me some cookie cutters that she had found online.
Yes.
And she was like, oh, sweet Jesus, these are a thing. And you would be surprised the vulgar cookie cutters that are out there. I'm just saying, a simple Google search. But I personally like to keep mine...
I just used my own teeth to sculpt this from a cross into something a little bit different.
I'm going to pray for you, Greg. I'm going to pray for you today about that.
I can feel the healing already. It's 8:25. We got your local news. Stupid news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Andalusia police make an arrest after a high-speed chase yesterday. Officials say 42-year-old Christopher Clinton evaded police after a traffic stop yesterday afternoon. He is now charged with reckless endangerment and attempting to elude law enforcement. Prattville police have arrested two people in connection to a shooting at Victoria Place Apartments. Police say 20-year-old LaDante Garrison and 19-year-old DeCorian Taylor are charged with two counts of attempted murder and one count of discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling. And crews will soon begin work on Zelda Road in Montgomery. City officials say resurfacing will begin Monday evening and should only last a few days. Drivers should expect delays in the area throughout the project. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Friday officially begins in 3, 2, 1.
Friday's here. It's time to rock out.
Friday.
I don't think it would hurt to get a little rowdy this weekend.
Friday.
Friday.
Yes, the weekend's here. It's Friday.
Friday.
Friday is so great.
I bought my Friday at the dollar store.
Friday.
I don't believe that Friday should be used for evil.
Friday's a good time to enjoy cheap beer.
The radio sings some forgotten song. Brandy Lee's coming on strong. The road has got me slipping tight.
Montgomery Skywatch checking things out as we roll through the 8 o'clock hour, and our traffic is returning back to a normal traffic flow. The boulevard is still busy, but there are no major hang-ups for you. Traffic on the 31s looks real good. We don't see any slowdowns coming into town that way. And if you are on the interstates, be careful because there's lots of folks rolling with you, but everything looks like it is moving along just fine this morning. Todd's Produce grows their own Chilton County peaches and make their own homemade peach ice cream. It doesn't get any better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton. Next to Waffle House, I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
You ready for Father's Day?
Father's Day is coming up.
Father's Day is this weekend.
Why aren't you with your dad?
My father was crazy.
I would love to be a more sensitive father.
I love my father.
Who's your daddy?
My mom is my dad.
Why do we even need Father's Day? Fathers are useless.
My father worked in profanity the way other artists might work in oils or clay.
My mom told my dad we can break in the new sheets in a group text message.
Everybody take daddy for granted. Just listen to the radio.
Happy Father's Day!
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to, me.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
boating is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That's my dad all over. Yes, he's a real goober. That's my dad all over, and I'm glad he's mine. Each night after dinner, he loosens his pants. If you think that looks funny, you should see him dance. And that's my
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
It is 8:33, and our stupid news features information on Father's Day, and over half of fathers have been what they call daddy shamed.
What?
52% of dads say they've been daddy shamed.
I believe it.
It's criticism. 43% said they got criticized about their nutrition or diet. 1 in 3 say they were disparaged for not paying enough attention. 1 in 3 critiqued for being too rough. I'm assuming that might involve horseplay with the children and not how they were created. Half of those who were surveyed felt criticized, say they responded to it by adjusting their behavior, so at least they were willing to make an effort. 1 in 5 said the criticism made them want to be less involved with their kids. 44% said getting the criticism from their child's other parent was not fun. 1 in 10 said their kids' teachers assumed they were unaware of their child's need of behavior. And 1 in 4 said they felt like they were excluded from communication about their kids' actions.
I have never been dad shamed. I'm not a dad. So maybe that's the reason. I have been criticized at times for my decision to not have children, but that doesn't bother me.
I think I've noticed a lot of our clients get dad shamed quite a bit.
Very likely.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, a lot of dads, you know, there's a double standard out there. I mean, even recently, I don't know if it's Pampers or somebody else who's doing, and they're advocating for more changing tables in men's rooms.
They're going to put in 5,000.
Yeah, because if you think about it, you know, there's no question asked that there's usually 9 out of 10 times a changing table in a woman's restroom, but not in a men's. Or, you know, you always assume that if you see a mom with kids, everything's fine. But if a dad's with kids, like, he's not a single dad. And I think it's much more, I don't know, it's just overlooked.
There's an interesting thing that I experienced when Janelle was little and I wanted to give her mom a break. I would put her in the car, pack up the stroller, and then take her to the mall. My newsman back in those days had a daughter that was 3 months older than Janelle, and he said, you know, every time I take her to the mall, I get approached by a lot of women.
Hmm.
Apparently, they found the idea of a dad taking his kid to the mall alone attractive at some level, because he thought they were hitting on him.
Hmm. I find that...
Like taking a dog to the park?
Yeah, if you want to, like, you know, put a dog and a kid in the same category, yeah, it's kind of the same thing.
A guy who doesn't have kids, yeah, that goes.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
My pets are my kids.
I mean, I think there's just a different expectation of men and women when it comes to raising children, and I think that that's unfair. I think that dads can be just as capable of raising children as women can, and dads do get shamed, but moms also get shamed for different things.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Did you do a gender reveal party?
No, we waited until birth to find out what it
That's
was an it.
Kind of a gender reveal party right
there.
Yeah,
it was a gender reveal for me in the OR. My first word was, damn it. I know, it's the truth, though. I've got to be honest. And, you know, it was just one of those things where after 25 hours of labor and they come in, they're like, all right, like, we got to go get it. And I'm like, all right. So we went in there, and I so wanted a girl. And then Jared, my husband, was like, it's a boy. And I went, damn it. I'm not even kidding. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes, of course you are, because I've watched you with Steven, and I know how much you love him. Yeah, that's, look. We have... Baron Coleman in the room.
Baron saying no. That's not a bad word, is it?
I'm going to play a long game here and take this and save it. Wait till that boy's grown.
Oh, he knows. He
and
knows.
Then be like, you want to make, I got some money if you want this piece of information.
I think I've been wrong all 7 times.
It was just in the moment. Did you guys wait or did you find out? Do you wait for each one?
No, we found out she has no patience. See? I mean, like, the day she can find out, she's over there like, what is it?
Mm-hmm. Did they do the hamburger turtle thing with you?
Hamburger turtle? What
sounds
is that?
Delicious. Is that a soup? What is that? Sounds
it's
new, great.
It's the new Burger King. It's the new Burger King.
Do you eat it
burger.
With peanut butter?
No, when we wanted to see what Janelle's sex was going to be, so when we went for the sonogram, the doctor said, now, we're going to be looking for something that appears to be a hamburger. If it is, it's a girl.
Oh, now I see what he's talking about.
And if it's a little turtle, we'll know it's a
No, I didn't do the hamburger turtle. Like, nowadays, they can do a blood test.
French fries, pizza.
Yeah, we're not skiing here, Greg.
Exactly.
But no, I waited till delivery, and I can't imagine having a girl. I'm completely blessed to be a boy mom, but... I don't recommend waiting. I wish I would have found out, because after about 20 weeks, I was going nuts.
How did you guys come to the decision to wait?
Well, it was actually originally my idea, and I was like, oh, it'll be wonderful. It'll be great. You know, there's so few surprises in life. And then when I went
this
to that...
is not the one you want to have.
Well, you live and you learn, right? So we went to the 20-week appointment, and that's when they usually tell you, like, what it is. And she's like, you guys aren't finding out, right? And I was like... I looked at her and I knew she knew. And at that moment, it's like a flip just switched in my brain.
Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah. And I immediately was like, oh no. Mm. And then after that, my husband was like, no, no, no. So he went to every doctor's appointment because he knew that I would go look in that file.
That's why his name is Stephen D. Robertson. Roberson.
Yeah. Excuse so me. I waited. But we had girl name picked out, boy names picked out. We had Storkland was waiting on a phone call, like blue or pink, and they were going to monogram it and rush it over to the hospital, and it was like this big thing.
A story from Florida, a couple there used a huge pet alligator to reveal the gender of their
people.
That's
just strange.
Child.
That's just weird.
How did that get, what happened?
I don't think gender reveal parties should be a thing.
The dad
Amen.
Is a...
I just don't think you should be partying. Like, as long as it's healthy, like, it's a gift and it's a blessing. Like, get over it. Like,
Well, the dad in this case is a nuisance wildlife trapper. So he got a gator, and they had a filled balloon that they dangled in front of the gator. And when the gator chomped down, pink powder came exploding out.
Seems like a lot of liability there. We had this chicken dangling from a tree, and we just why are we celebrating a gender of a baby? Just have this beautiful gift.
This may be presumptuous, but I know how much Janelle loves the zoo. I would imagine she would incorporate the zoo in some way.
Oh, it's going to be those possums. It's going to be those possums.
The possums would probably have something to do with it.
Those possums are so cute.
I love them
so much.
So does she.
My husband would never authorize it, but I just want to be, I'm like living through Janelle. Like, she has these cute little possums, and she dresses them up like a taco and stuff. I just love them. Oh, they're so adorable.
My favorite with the cross eyes and a little,
the little bow.
Easter bow in the hair.
Stop it.
Hey, look who's on the phone. It's Randall.
Hey, Randall.
Hey. First off, Greg and Jay and Emily and Rich, congratulations on the 1 year. This week of y'all being on TV, and you ride on, Greg. It's a blessing to raise a daughter, for a man. And oh, Jacob, yeah. I hope you get what you're looking for later in life, baby. But on the baby changing thing, that's one thing I noticed. One place that you're gonna have every one of your kids, if one of your kids at a ball game and you're at a little league park, nobody ever says nothing about the ones in there, and that's where you're most definitely gonna take every one of the kids with you. Why has nobody ever said that? That's not a problem for y'all, or why are we worried about them in Target and not worried about them at the baseball field?
There should be changing tables in all public bathrooms, as far as I'm concerned, because if people are, nobody should be forced to change their child in their car, on a bleacher, in a booth at a restaurant. I mean, it's just one of those things where we should be providing basic necessities for people to be able to change their children. It's just, it takes no effort to screw a changing table into the wall.
How do I start that? What lawyer way would I go if you wanted to sit, since some of the parts owned by the city, how do you go about getting a bill into the place?
Well, if you're talking about this city, then I know Mr. Baron Coleman has the mayor on from time to time. Wouldn't hurt to call in and tell him.
I never thought about it until Miss J. Clutton has brought it to my attention.
I would definitely call in.
Just as well, Dan Morris also has the mayor on sometimes, and I know you listen to both. So call in, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jay. You always got the best answers.
We appreciate it, buddy.
Have a good one.
8:43, absolutely gorgeous morning. The forecast.
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are enjoying a rare June treat. It won't last for long, but we have low humidity, comfortable temperatures continuing. Today, more sunshine, high around 87. Tonight, mostly clear, comfortable, overnight low 65. Tomorrow, you'll start to feel more humidity in the air. High temperature up to about 91, feeling more like summertime. Rain chances, not zero, but I have them under 20% tomorrow. A little better chance on Sunday and Monday, with scattered hit or miss storms both days. High temperatures around 90, lows at night around 70. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Rich here for Plumbing by Lukewire. Now, you've heard and maybe used Lukewire for years for AC and heating. I have, because they've been around for 40 years doing that. But for over 2 decades, their plumbing department is second to none. Now, maybe you've had less than a satisfying experience with other plumbers over the years. They may have overcharged you during off hours. Well, give Plumbing by Lukewire a call. They never charge an overtime fee. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you're never going to be late for work waiting for them to show up, because when they say they're going to be there at a certain time, they're going to be there at a certain time. Anything from a broken pipe to installing a new hot water heater, they are the people. They are licensed. They are bonded. tested, they're fully insured for your protection. As they say at Plumbing by LukeWire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call LukeWire at 264-9666 or visit them at acbylukewire.com on the web and click on the plumbing tab.
Alabama certification number 84417. Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at our Friday morning traffic. Congratulations, you have survived most of the traffic jams. Our traffic is back to a normal flow. We don't see any real problems on the boulevard other than a lot of folks rolling with you. If you're on the interstates, they both look like the traffic is back up to a speed limit ride, and there are no issues on the 31s. Let's be careful as we get our weekend started, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about my friend Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Dr. Jeff Pasley has been practicing in Millbrook since 2006, and the success stories are just phenomenal. If you are dealing with pain, maybe this is long-term stuff that you've just dealt with and take medicine for to mask the problems, or if you've had an accident and need to get yourself straightened out so you won't be living in pain, call them today, 285-8483. Very convenient hours for those of you who work around Millbrook, if you're not in Millbrook proper. They're open 7 to noon and 2 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7 to noon, Tuesday, and Thursday. You can even save time by booking your appointment online at MillbrookChiropractor.com and filling out your new patient paperwork online as well. So check them out, 3363 Highway 14 in Millbrook. Call them today, 285-8483. And again, learn more at MillbrookChiropractor.com.
Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there. So if someone needs a system serviced or repaired, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
If you don't stop crying, he'll give you something to cry about. When he puts together a toy, he doesn't need the directions or all of the parts. And if you don't stop teasing your sister, he'll turn this car around. Don't tempt him. He'll turn this car right around, mister. He is the greatest dad in the world.
I may not always drink beer, but when I do, I want you to get off your butt and get it for me. Happy Father's Day, my friends.
It's 8:50 in this Talk 93.1 FM. Former Secretary of State, thankfully, Jean Guéret.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You've got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And Jacqueline Tomlinson is going to help us decide who's the dumbest of the dumb here. We've got to do these kind of quickly because time flies when we're having fun with you.
Apparently. All right, all right, all right.
We have a guy in Detroit who, was destined to have something to do with cars. In this case, stealing them. He was locked up recently for stealing GPS units out of cars, released, cut off his ankle monitor, mailed it back to the Michigan Department of Corrections, and then stole the tires off a Ford EcoSport. His name? Henry Ford. That's really not as dumb as it is. Ironic. Next up, we have a 21-year-old fellow named Jacob Beiler from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. That's where the groundhog is there, don't you?
Punxsutawney Phil.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
That's why they believe the groundhog thing there. Anyway, he had a little incident. Stole his neighbor's car. He wasn't very good at driving it, being Amish, so he crashed. Even through the air, with the airbags deployed and the car messed up, he kept driving straight to a bar. So he was arrested for theft, receiving stolen property, unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, and driving under the influence. I don't think those are traditional Amish practices. And then finally, maybe you can shed some insight on this, Jay Quillen. A 29-year-old woman named Katrina Harradine from London is a little upset. She recently ordered a size 16 bikini from a clothing store called Boohoo. But instead of sending her a size 16, they sent her a pair of size 8s.
A pair of size 8s?
Yeah.
To get to size 16?
To get to 16. A size 16 would be like what? Fruit comparison, something.
What do you mean fruit comparison?
Well, a size 16, would that be like big up here or like Dolly Parton or...
No, I mean, it just depends. Like, everybody's different. So a size 16 on one person may be different than a size 16 on somebody else. It's just, it's hard to explain. But I don't think that they're funny, and I would be pissed if somebody did that to me.
In fact, I'm kind of leaning towards this company, because they claim it was an accident.
It's not an accident. Like, somebody, that was probably, like, that person's last day, and they're like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do.
That's size 16?
That is not an average size 16.
Let me see. Let me see. I'll just show Jay Quillen the pill.
He got quiet real quick. Like, what?
Oh, my.
That is a size 16 bikini model.
Gotcha.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody's body is a little different. So, what...
Wouldn't life be boring if they were all the same?
Size 16 better for you?
That's probably more accurate.
No.
I'm disappointed.
So, like, well, okay, so occasionally, like, a lot of the magazines will do, you know, a weight thing, and they'll be like, all of these women weigh such and such weight, and you can just tell from looking at them that they're all different.
Uh-huh.
And so it's, women's sizes are different than men's. You know, men's have a length and a width. Women just have one size.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's, you know, you cannot put all women in one cookie cutter mold, guys.
So who's the maroon? Should we give it to the bathing suit company?
They're all maroons, but yes, the bathing suit company is.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Yes.
Oh, I love the way you leave us in no doubt what your thought is on something. All right, we're going to pick our weekly grand prize winners in a moment.
Ooh.
When it comes to if your car is ever in a wreck, and the first person to say, I hope and pray your car is never in a wreck, would be Donnie Turner himself. But Montgomery Paint and Body, which is a state-of-the-art facility with talented people and modern equipment to restore the look of vehicles, is built on ethics first. Business ethics, no shortcuts, no skipping a step so the money can be pocketed for profit. They just never played that game. In this town, that game was quite often the case. Customers didn't know because they wouldn't be able to see the step or procedure that was skipped to make that profit. And Donnie refused, and now Montgomery Paint and Bonnie has become the gold standard. The company that the insurance companies come to videotape to show others, this is how it's done properly. This is the way we want it done. And there you go. He stood his ground, and now they are the example. Montgomery Paint and Body, for 35 years now. Brandon and Donnie Turner on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W for MPB. And don't forget to visit the
adorable
Rich Thomas wing.
Wow, there is no doubt we have found the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire River region. It's at the Depot Furniture Gallery.
When we stopped by the Depot Furniture Gallery, I just fell in love with that rustic style of furniture, especially the ones with the sliding barn doors.
If you're looking for the rustic look in entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, you're sure to find it at the Depot. The Depot also has a wide variety of rustic decorative accent items.
And the metal wall signs, like the ones that say Lake House, Farmhouse, Beach House,
Roll Tide,
and War Eagle ones too. So if you're looking for rustic furniture, then it's the Depot Furniture Gallery you're looking for.
Inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82. Other locations include Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, and Arab, with more locations coming soon. Visit the DepotFurnitureGallery.com or call 380-3300.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Get ready for a night of solid gold with the Temptations. And also starring the Four Tops. Same night, same stage. June 23rd at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Temptations and the Four Tops together live. Reserve seats are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Impact Box Office.
We were just talking about meat. It's 8:58. You know where they? It's not just seafood. They have meat options as well at the Capital Oyster Bar.
Mm.
And for all those who took the time to love us enough to call this week, Jake Quillen is now going to pull a number, and the name corresponding to that number will win a $25 gift certificate, courtesy of Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group.
Lucky number 7.
7.
Kenny from Maxwell.
Hey! I am so glad he won that. Kenny from Maxwell, you have won a $25 gift certificate to the Capital Oyster Bar. Next up, a $49 value. The works of Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto goes to...
Lucky number 75.
Did we get that, honey? Unlucky
Drawing
number 75.
We got close.
Ooh, lucky number 14.
Ooh, Ernie Banks' number.
Alan A.
Alana.
What do you think, is this?
Is that the same Alan that was supposed to call earlier?
Hang on. Where's my sheet?
Alan!
I want to say that's the one.
It's Alan A's lucky day.
Yeah, it is. I got to write this down. Hang on. Alan A.
Say a double winner then?
Yes, he will be a double winner then. He got qualified for the one carat Forever Mark diamond.
That's pretty lucky, though. That's pretty lucky, Alan.
Yeah.
You gotta participate to win. That's how it works, baby. And then finally, a $159 value Clark's Club membership. This is like putting money in your pocket. They will tune your system twice a year, leave you with lower electric costs than the winner is.